Thank you and good morning. A California Highway Patrol officer remains in the hospital recovering from major injuries, and the Hoopa tribe is in mourning after a violent altercation between the officer and an as-yet-unnamed second party. Hoopa tribal officials have closed schools in Hoopa today, and tribal chair Danielle Vigil-Matson said in a statement that our hearts go out to the family and friends of the young Hoopa tribal member who crossed over early Thursday morning and to the officer who was injured. The CHP has released few details about the incident. The press release from the CHP stated the officer responded to the scene of a single-vehicle collision just outside of Willow Creek. When he reached the scene, he was violently attacked by the driver, who caused major injuries with a deadly weapon, suspected to have been a machete. The officer shot and killed the driver and was then taken to the hospital for treatment of severe injuries. The officer remains in stable condition, and both the County Critical Incident Response Team and a shooting investigation team from the CHP are investigating the incident. Eureka Police have a homicide. Jordan Christmas has more.
Detectives from the Eureka Police Department continue their investigation into the death of a 14-year-old Arcata boy who was found lying in the street on Wednesday morning. A resident in the neighborhood called 911 around 8:20 to report there was a man who appeared to need assistance, and when officers arrived at the scene, they found the boy suffering from suspected stab wounds. Captain Brian Stevens said that there have been no suspects identified and that it's unclear where and how the victim suffered his fatal wounds. Stevens also said at this time there are no witnesses to the event that led to the victim's wounds and that detectives are still in the early stages of the investigation.
On Wednesday, Fortuna police arrested two men wanted by federal authorities in Fortuna, and those two men, Joseph Olivo and Mario Nunez, were turned over to the U.S. Marshals Service. Later on Wednesday morning, the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in Lolita and arrested four men, all suspected of having ties to Mexican drug cartels. Officers confiscated processed marijuana, a small amount of cocaine, firearms, and evidence linking the men to the cartels, including jewelry and other items. A Crescent City man has been arrested by the California Highway Patrol following a single-vehicle traffic collision on Washington Boulevard early Thursday morning. 28-year-old Crescent City resident John Ryan Skerrick was behind the wheel of a Honda Accord when he lost control of the car while negotiating a curve in the roadway. The Honda left the roadway and rolled over, coming to a rest on its roof. Skerrick suffered major injuries and was later airlifted to Reading for further treatment, but not before he was placed into custody on suspicion of DUI. A passenger in the vehicle walked away from the crash uninjured. A Be On The Lookout has been issued by the California Highway Patrol in regard to a stolen red 2005 Mazda that was taken from a Shell gas station in Redway last week. The suspect is an adult white male in his 20s. He stands 5 feet 11 inches tall and was wearing khaki pants, a gray shirt, and brown shoes at the time of the theft. Video surveillance caught the suspect taking the vehicle's keys, and anyone with information is asked to contact the California Highway Patrol. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police and firefighters raised more than $1,200 for Saturday's Shop with a Cop event, and that means that 12 kids from local families will get to participate in a Christmas shopping spree at Target. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills faced off against Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods in a cornhole match. At noon today, the custom-made cornhole boards that were used in that match will be raffled off. Tomorrow, the 12 kids will join officers for donuts before they head out to buy Christmas toys. Officials from the Arcata Fire Protection District expressed their thanks to the public for the support of the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, which was coordinated by Arcata Fire. Community members and local businesses participated in the program, and the Marine Corps will pick up the toys from the Mad River Fire Station this afternoon at 2 o'clock. The toys will then be distributed to children who may have had a Christmas without Christmas toys. Traffic in both directions on Highway 101 between Benbow and Cooks Valley remains limited to one lane following the rock slide that damaged at least two vehicles and closed the roadway on Thursday morning. Geologists working with Caltrans will make a determination about the stability of the hillside that sent rocks tumbling down onto the road surface. All lanes could be open later today. Be prepared for delays and detours when heading through the area. Following reports from the CDC regarding the expected severity of the flu this season, the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services wants to reiterate the importance of getting vaccinated. County Health is offering flu vaccinations at its public health clinic in Eureka. You can receive flu shots by calling and making an appointment. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.